KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, June 18th. News sponsored by Ryland Rivas II for District Judge, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for some off and on sun throughout the day. Temps will be in the low 90s, but the heat index will be up around 100. Chickasha City officials projecting a huge shortfall in the general fund budget for the coming fiscal year. The story part of today's Cool News.
Grady and Caddo County voters have an opportunity to elect our next district judge. And Ryland Rivas II has all the qualities we want in a judge. Ryland has experience as an educator. An assistant DA in Caddo County currently has a private law practice in Chickasha and is a federal prosecutor for the BIA. Ryland Rivas II for district judge. It just makes sense.
Hi, this is Ryland Rivas II. I will be proud and honored to serve the citizens of Caddo and Grady counties, and I would appreciate your vote for district judge on June 26th.
Paid for by Ryland Rivas for district judge 2018.
A more than $1.3 million shortfall is forecast in the general fund budget for the city of Chickasha for the 2019 fiscal year that starts 2 weeks from today. A summary of the budget from City Manager John Noblet shows projected revenues to be about $15.1 million for the coming year, expenses to top about $16.4 million. The largest increase in expenses are for police and fire salaries. Budgeted police salaries will increase by about 20% to a total of $4.2 million. That's about a $650,000 increase. Firefighter salaries to go up about 12.5% to $2.8 million, an increase of about $370,000. General government costs will climb about 5% to $6.2 million, an increase of about $250,000. Now, the shortfall will leave the city with only $13,000 to carry over into the 2020 fiscal year, and it would be the third straight year for the city to operate with a shortfall. The council expected to approve the budget when it meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. Some sewer line upgrades expected to get council approval as well tonight. It's a nearly $474,000 project in the 1800 block of South 9th. The bid expected to be awarded to H&H Plumbing, but it will be reviewed by the panel this evening. Also tonight, another candidate for Chickasha School Superintendent expected to be interviewed in a special meeting of the school board. That would make five candidates that have been interviewed over the last week or so for the post. A second round of interviews expected with some of the candidates over the next week or so. School Board President Doug Brown said there's no clear timetable on when to have a new superintendent in place. However, the contract for interim superintendent Jack Heron does expire next week. Again, it's a special meeting tonight of the school board set for 5:30 at the school administration building. You can expect some delays if you have business at the Grady County Courthouse today. The new security checkpoint is having its first day of enhanced security. That's the new addition to the courthouse that was just opened last week. Everyone entering the courthouse, including employees, will be going through a metal detector. Any handbags, backpacks, tote bags to be searched, and anyone bringing in a laptop will also be asked to turn that on. Cool news time, 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
The installation of some new software may impact phone calls made to the Chickasha Police Department tomorrow. Lieutenant Scott Weaver said there may be some possible interruptions of non-emergency lines when the work starts about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It should be going on throughout the day. Weaver said that 911 service will not be affected. All the 911 lines are going to be transferred to another system. Anadarko City and business leaders to be more proactive in promoting their community. A number of state officials and the media on hand for an Anadarko Tourism Day last week. Officials with the State Departments of Commerce and Tourism all on hand to see what the community has to offer. City Manager Kenneth Korn said improvements have been made to increase tourism.
It's important that we start showcasing our community and make improvements so that we can get people to come here and get tourism dollars in our community, but also to try to encourage people to want to make Anadarko their home and get some industry to locate here.
Among the events scheduled in the coming months, the Honor America Day, which is their Independence Day celebration, that'll be Saturday, June 30th. Of course, the American Expo is always a big attraction, and that's coming up in August. The June 26th primary election, now just 8 days away. Voters may cast ballots early instead of waiting to go to their local precinct. In-person absentee voting can be done at county election board offices. You will have to vote at your local county election board. Early voting can be done Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., even on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2. You will have to sign some documents indicating that you're voting early. You may also have to show your voter registration and ID. And that'll be this weekend, and of course, the precincts will be open for their normal hours next Tuesday. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $65.06 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $73.44. Natural gas at $3.02 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,283, and silver $16.61. Obituaries today include 72-year-old Daniel Houts of Cement. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Cement High School Auditorium. He was a U.S. Army veteran, also worked as an auto mechanic for many years, and drove a school bus for both Verdon and Pioneer Schools. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, some off and on sun throughout the day today, with the temps in the low 90s, and humidity will make you feel like about 100 out there this afternoon. Right now, it's fair and 77 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, Chickasha golfer Cody Burrows finished in the middle of the pack at an amateur golf tournament in New York State over the weekend. He finished tied for 42nd at the Monroe Invitational. The junior-to-be at Oral Roberts University finished his tournament with a 6-over 66 on his final round Saturday. He fired his best round on Friday, a 2-under 68. Former USAO pitcher Francis Ventura has signed a minor league deal with the Texas Rangers. The lefty from Yonkers, New York, will report to extended spring training in Arizona and hopes to join the Rangers rookie league team this summer. Ventura 10-0 in 12 starts this past season with 69 strikeouts and 75 innings. Through his two-year career, he was 20-2 with an ERA of 3.29 in 152 innings. He was a two-time selection to the Sooner Athletic Conference All-Conference team and was an NAIA All-American in 2017. Brooks Koepka survived at Shinnecock Hills over the weekend, winning his second straight U.S. Open golf tournament. Koepka shot 268 in his final round yesterday to finish the tournament at 1-over, beating England's Tommy Fleetwood by one shot. A couple of former Oklahoma State players finished in the top 25. Ricky Fowler had a nice 5-under 65 yesterday to finish 20th overall. Charles Howell III was 2-over on his final round yesterday. He finished tied for 25th. At the College World Series, opening round games yesterday, Texas Tech over Florida 6-3, while Arkansas beat Texas 11-5. Today in Omaha, in winner's bracket play, Mississippi State plays North Carolina, and in loser's bracket, it's going to be Oregon State versus Washington. Oklahoma City Dodgers beat Las Vegas 5-3 at the break last night, and the Dodgers have now won 4 in a row. That series will continue tonight in OKC. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and Rylan Rivas II for District Judge.